CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 3rd of May, 2026, and here's the GB2RS News broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Ticket sales for the RSGB 2026 convention are now open. The RSGB appoints a new volunteer accessibility champion. And the FCC authorises commercial satellite constellation use in the 70-centimetre band. You can now buy tickets to the RSGB 2026 convention in Milton Keynes. The event takes place between the 9th and 11th of October and is a must for any radio amateur looking to learn, connect and be inspired. Several lecturers have already been confirmed and include Nobby Stiles, G0VJG, talking about the South Georgia the expedition in March 2027, as well as recent Wortley Talbot Trophy winner Gwyn Griffiths, G3ZIL, on HF propagation studies from the Baldock Space Weather Station. Ticket sales to workshops taking place over the weekend are also open. These are sold on a first-come, first-served basis, and with only 20 spaces available for each, secure your place now to ensure you don't miss out. Go to rsgb.org/convention to read the latest convention news and purchase your tickets. RSGB Board Director Nathan Nuttall, MM9OCC, has announced that Jane Joyce, M8WVJ, has been appointed as the new RSGB Accessibility Champion. Jane brings a wealth of experience in the areas of disability and accessibility, making her ideally suited for this important role. As Accessibility Champion, she will share real stories from members that highlight both the challenges and successes within the hobby, helping to raise awareness and improve understanding of accessibility issues. Jane will also be available to help direct individuals to the support they need, which will help to improve accessibility across amateur radio as a whole, and she will advise the RSGB on meaningful improvements. Jane can be contacted by the email address access.champion@rsgb.org.uk. In the United States of America, the FCC has authorized AST Space Mobile to launch its full constellation of 248 large satellites that includes 430 to 440 megahertz for emergency telemetry and control when not over the United States. This is despite there being no such frequency allocation. However, the FCC permitted the use of the frequencies using Article 4.4 of the ITU radio regulations. This follows an initial filing and review last year and extensive amateur concerns that resulted in over 2,500 comments being submitted. The IARU has released a statement on the matter, which you can read via tinyurl.com/IARU-AST. The RSGB has more background and earlier responses on its Spectrum Forum webpage at tinyurl.com/RSGB-AST. RSGB Club Insurance and Beacon and Repeater Insurance have now been renewed for the year from the 30th of April 2026 until April 2027. Club insurance certificates can be downloaded via rsgb.org/repeaterinsurance. You will need to log in to obtain your certificate. Beacon and Repeater Insurance certificates are available for an admin fee of £15 from the RSGB shop. Please allow a couple of days after renewal for your certificate to be dispatched. The Society would like to remind RSGB members with G7 call signs who collect QSL cards that they should now send their stamped addressed envelopes to Mr. Anthony Hollis. That's H-O-L-L-E-S. G4-A-A-V. You can find his details in the sub-manager list of the RSGB QSL Bureau web section at rsgb.org/QSL. Volunteers at the RSGB National Radio Centre will be operating the GB2BP special event station on Friday the 8th and Saturday the 9th of May to commemorate the anniversary of VE Day. Put the date in your diary and make sure you add this call sign to your logbook. RSGB members, don't forget, you can receive free entry to Bletchley Park, which includes the NRC, by downloading and printing your personalised voucher at rsgb.org/BravoPapaVoucher. The annual Mills on the Air event is taking place on Saturday the 9th and Sunday the 10th of May. Operators will be on the air from a variety of historic locations, so if you hear them, make sure you give them a call. Don't forget to listen out for the stations that are taking part in this year's Pubs and Clubs on the Air event on the 8th till the 10th of May. For more information about the event, email Chris via golf1papauniformvictor@yahoo.co.uk. No details of rallies and events. Well, there's an event in Gainsborough and another one in Tattersall, again, Lincolnshire, today. You won't get there. But tomorrow, that's the 4th of May, the Dartmoor Spring Radio Rally will take place at Yelverton War Memorial Hall, Mevey Lane, Yelverton, Devon. Postcode Papa Lima 206 Alpha Lima. There will be the usual bring and buy, trader stands, refreshments and free parking is available. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. and admission costs £3. More details are available at dartmoorradioclub.uk. And on Saturday the 9th of May, Barry Amateur Radio Society Rally will be held at Sully Sports and Social Club, South Road, Sully, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 645 Sierra Papa. The doors open at 9 a.m. for traders and visitors are welcome from 10 a.m. A large free car park is available and admission costs £3. Now the special event news. On Saturday the 9th and Sunday the 10th of May, Harlow and District Amateur Radio Society will be taking part in Mills on the Air from John Webb's Windmill in Thaxted, Essex. The station will use special event call sign Golf 50 Tango Whiskey Mike and operate between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. Amateurs, shortwave listeners and visitors are welcome to join in with the fun. For more information, visit qrz.com. To celebrate his 50th anniversary in amateur radio, Nick US8AR is active throughout 2026 using special call sign Echo Mike 50 Alpha Romeo. Look out for activity on the HF bands and VHF bands using all modes. Electronic QSL cards can be downloaded from em50ar.pp.ua. So now you know where he is. Now the DX News. TJ, P-E-1-O-J-R, is active as Papa Juliet 4 Tango Bravo from Bonaire, that's SA006, until tomorrow, Monday the 4th. He operates FT4, FT8 and FSB on the 40 to 6 meter bands, Kersale via Logbook of the World. And Paul, MM0ZBH, is active as 5 Zulu 4 / Mike 0 Zulu Bravo Hotel from Kenya until the 15th of June. He operates using CW, SSB and FD8, QSL via Logbook of the World and OQRS. Now the contest news. Today, the UK Microwave Group Low Band contest runs from 0900 until 1400 UTC using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The ARI International DX contest started at 1200 UTC yesterday and ends at 1159 UTC today. Using RTTY, CW and FSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Italian stations also give their province code. The RSGB 432 megs to 245 gigs contest started at 1400 UTC yesterday and ends at 1400 UTC today. Using all modes on the 432 megs to 245 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The Worked All Britain 7 MHz contest takes place today from 1000 until 1400 UTC. Entries need to be with the contest manager by Wednesday the 13th of May. Please note that SSB only is used in all Worked All Britain contests. Full details of the rules can be found on the Worked All Britain website. On Tuesday the 5th of May, the RSGB 144 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 until 1855 UTC using FM on the 2 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Tuesday the 5th, the RSGB 144 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 until 2130 UTC using all modes on the 2 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 6th, the RSGB 144 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 until 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2 meter band, the exchange's report and 4 character locator. Also on Wednesday the 6th, the RSGB 144 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 until 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2 meter band, the exchange's report and 4 character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Sunday the 10th of May, the RSGB 70 MHz CW contest runs from 0900 until 1200 UTC using CW on the 4 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. UK stations also send their postcode. And also on Sunday the 10th of May, the UK Microwave Group Millimeter Wave contest runs from 0800 until 1700 UTC using all modes on 24, 47 and 76 GHz frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 30th of April. Last week was about as good as it gets at this point in the solar cycle. We had a solar flux index in the 140s, and the KP index, it was pretty flat, often below 2. That's good news for HF, as it means the ionosphere had a chance to settle, and although not record-breaking, a solar flux index of 140 to 150 is very usable. There are numerous C and M class solar flares, but these are relatively minor, and the latest forecasts show a 70% chance of additional M flares and a 20% chance for an isolated strong X flare. This all came together to give a maximum usable frequency over a 3,000 km path of around 21 to 24 MHz, often just peaking around 28 MHz. This gave the odd 10 meter band opening, but these are sparse and not very strong. The expeditions to be worked this week, according to the DX World Net, include E51TLM in the South Cook Islands, T31TTT from Canton Island, FQ/F6BCW in French Polynesia, XT2AW from Burkina Faso, and 3G0Z on Robinson Crusoe Island. So, which band should you be looking at? The 20, 17 and 15 meter bands will probably give the best results, but don't completely rule out the two higher bands that may show occasional surprises. We're now starting the sporadic E-season, so look out for short-lived but strong openings around Europe on the 12 and 10 meter bands. Next week, NOAA predicts a solar flux index of between 130 and 140, with a KP index of 2 or 3. Unsettled conditions are forecast for the 7th and 8th of May, with a potential KP index of 5. As always, keep an eye on solarham.com for almost real-time reports of solar activity. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The excellent tropo conditions for some parts of the country recently are likely to be slightly subdued over this weekend, but there are signs that another period of high pressure weather will return as we move through the coming week. Unlike the recent dry weather, there are likely to be a few showery spells with a chance of rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. Meteor scatter is probably enhanced next week by the Eta Aquarids, which peak on Wednesday the 6th of May, and are associated with Comet Halley. The aurora prospects are probably moving away from their spring activity period, but check the KP index as usual for high values above 5. The sporadic E season is slowly limbering up, and it's well worth checking for activity, initially on the 10 and 6 meter bands. Check for SSB and CW activity, as well as digital modes. Work continues on the propquest.co.uk website. There are still some missing elements, but it's hoped that these will be back soon. EME now. The moon is moving towards minimum declination today, Sunday the 3rd of May, so there will be short moon windows and low peak elevation. Path losses are still increasing until apogee on Monday the 4th of May, when the moon is at its furthest from Earth at 405,840 kilometres. 144 megahertz sky temperature reaches a maximum of more than 2800 Kelvin on Wednesday the 6th of May. And that's all from the propagation team this week. So we now come to the local news for the Bristol area and South Wales. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. And that includes email addresses and website links where known. In view of recent correspondence on WhatsApp, perhaps I should say that again. Please note that details of all RSGB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links, where known. So, for mainly Bristol and the South West, Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on Wednesdays from 8pm at The Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS28JT. Contact is Malcolm, G4KPM, GordanoRadio@gmail.com. As ever, North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 for NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all, members and non-members. Contact is via Dave, G7BYN, on 07533 933 831, or look at their website, novemberbravoalfaromeocharlie.org.uk. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club has a talk by G4HLN on Portishead Radio, and it's meeting on Friday. Club members will be operating special event station GB4CDW for Mills on the Air on Saturday and next Sunday, the 10th. Contact is Colin, G3YHV, on 0117-982-3822, or email secretary at charhampton-alfaromeocharlie.org.uk, or on the web shirehampton-alfaromeocharlie.org.uk. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater at 10:30 a.m. The Friday net is on 145.450 megs from 8 p.m. For further information, contact the club's secretary, Terry, via secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alfa Romeo Charlie, .uk. Trowbridge and District Amateur Radio Club's meeting on Wednesday at 8 p.m. features a talk by Adrian Denning, G4JBH, entitled Drake, Probably the Best Receiver in the World. Contact is via secretary at Tango Delta, Alfa Romeo Charlie, at gmail.com. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8 p.m. For more information, visit Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. Over in Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64-5SP, from 7:30 p.m. On Wednesday, there's a net on 144.550 megs from 8 p.m. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, on 07900560080, or email sierra.charliealphawhiskey, Sierra Echo Yankee, at sky.com. On Sundays, Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society has a net on 3706 MHz from 12 noon. On Tuesdays, the net is on 144.575 MHz from 7:30 p.m. On Friday, the Society meets at Isluin High School at 7 p.m. Contact is Mark, 2W1MRK, on 07972-336-885. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16-7AD. The Society welcomes all radio users, and you can check out Gulf Whiskey 4 Lima Whiskey Zulu .co.uk on the web. Cwmbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Henflis Village Hall, NP44-6JZ. New and old club members are always welcome. To find out more, visit MikeCharlieZeroYankeeAlphaDelta.club, and GarethMW6GVR is contact on, well, via MikeWhiskey6GolfVictorRomeo at AOL.com. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Llanidel, Cardiff, CF14, 6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets via the GB3WB repeater from 9.30 until 10.30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contacts via email, hotel, Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has a net on 7.104 MHz at 10 a.m. On Mondays, the D-Star net starts at 8 p.m. There's a net on Tuesday from 8 p.m. on 145.375 MHz. The Society has a club meeting at Ruderin Tapenagle Church Hall on Thursdays from 7 p.m. For more information on events, visit Gulf Whiskey 4, Echo Zulu Whiskey.org.uk. In particular, gw4ezw.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ystrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41-7SY, on Tuesdays between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. More information about the Society can be found by visiting golfwhiskey2fox.oscarfoxtrot.co.uk and Paul Day, MW0PBD, is the contact on 07394 994 555. And finally, on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night, starting at 7.30 p.m. in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. The club is a registered venue for amateur radio exams, and contact is via Uskside, Alpha Romeo Charlie, Newport@gmail.com, or the website Uskside, Alpha Romeo Charlie.com. That ends this week's GB Taurus News broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcon magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB Taurus broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB Taurus is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Gulf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7:30, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.